You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. That's why I see Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see.
Shot or no shot is brought to you by the wonderful people at PointsBet. PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse is open. Download the PointsBet app right now and stop by Hawthorne to register your account. Danny, good morning. Thanks for the ride in today, buddy.
You know, Cap, anytime. It was an absolute pleasure. You can't hear a word I'm saying because your headphones aren't on. So I can say it was horrible, Cap. I can't believe you had the gall to ask me to pick you up, you son of a bleep. How dare you? All right, his headphones are on. Cap, it was a real pleasure. I enjoyed every minute of that ride with you. I really did have a fondness for spending quality time with you in the car.
And how'd you really feel?
And now his headphones are off. God, it was horrible, hoodie. I'm telling you, this guy, this sits in the back seat.
Oh,
the
back seat.
Yeah, he didn't want to sit in the front. He wanted to feel like he was getting a ride in. Yeah. So I had to move the car seats. He sat in the back. Our headphones are on. Cap, it was great. I loved every minute of being with you.
That was awesome, man.
Let me just tell you, when he pulled up, I was in the driveway already.
Uh-huh.
Can you set your clock to me?
No, because your clock is off in your car just to make you feel good.
I told you 4:55. I was in the driveway. My clock said 4:55.
Right,
to the
except
minute.
My iPhone, which is actually like the most accurate thing you can have because you don't set the time, said 4:57.
No.
It was 2 minutes
late. We go by my clock. My car, my clock, my rules.
And
right?
It's but funny because I usually get up early like you, but I set my alarm 3:50 to make sure I got up. My wife's like, well, you're getting up a little bit earlier than normal. I'm like, Danny's pretty reliable. He's going to be here. I got to make sure I'm all packed up ready.
That's right. Darman Zetterman was right there for you.
Darman Zetterman. Yeah. Take that.
He gave you a ride in, and you're criticizing him for showing up 2 minutes later.
Oh. I wasn't even late. It said on my car, on the dashboard.
To his credit, it did.
I pointed to it. I said, what time did I say I'd be here? He said, 4:55. I pointed to the dash. I said, what time is it? He said, 4:55. I said, you can set your clock to me.
Zetterman's pretty much, and my wife said, he's very reliable. Not a problem.
So. Tomorrow I pick up hoodie.
Better leave now.
All right, guys, let's get to the shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot. Justin Fields
That's
is
enough, Miller.
It's my favorite part of the shot or no shot segment.
Justin Fields is starting, but Andy Dalton is the starter. Mm. So I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, barring an injury, Andy Dalton never takes another snap in a Bears uniform again.
That's a no shot because the Bears are going to be like 15-1, so there'll be games where we blow people out and Andy will get mop up duty.
That's not what's going to happen. No. I will say that's a no shot. He will play again. Will he start again?
Okay, no shot. Except for injury, he will never start another game in a Bears uniform. That's a shot.
See, but you always hold out for injury, though, right? You never know. I'm not asking for Justin to get injured.
Yeah, I'm just saying the injury, like if God forbid Justin, whatever happens, then Andy can get back out there. If Justin doesn't get hurt, Andy will never start another game in a Bears uniform.
Okay, I'll ride with you on that. I agree. How about that, Danny?
What if he doesn't blow us out of the water? He's being played like Mac Jones, conservative, managing the game. Does he then stay in when Dalton's 100% healed and healthy?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
I hope you guys are right. I really hope you guys are right. I think it's a shot he starts again because they did the whole tweet out QB1. They promised Dalton he'd be the starter, and guess what? The Bears kept their word to him. And I got a feeling Matt Nagy's going to keep his word to him once again if he's healthy.
Okay. I mean, it's a risky roll of the dice with all those veterans in that locker room to say we're going to roll with the kid and go through all the growing pains and the false start penalties and all. Hopefully a lot of that stuff is washed out of Justin and he's not making so many mistakes. But if he's a rookie, it's almost expected for any of these rookies to make mistakes. So we'll see.
Yeah. There's no – if I'm the owner and Justin looks – you know, very competent and like trending in the right direction, I'm walking into coach's office going, wait a minute, you're going back to Andy Dalton? No.
Not happening.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Is it Marshall Fields or is it Andy Dalton?
It's Justin.
We got a third guy in?
No, it's not Marshall. Justin Fields.
Now I'm really confused.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
Go ahead, Danny.
Gentlemen, we all know that the Bears are hopefully going to purchase Arlington Park in Arlington Heights and build this brand new beautiful stadium that we're all dreaming about, like SoFi Stadium in L.A. But the mayor of this wonderful city is trying her hardest to keep the Bears in Chicago. But according to two architects who worked on the $660 million renovation of Soldier Field, only modest expansion is possible to the stadium. They can add about 5,000 seats, and they say a retractable roof is almost impossible. Now, guys, last year, for the first time in NFL history, home teams had a losing record. Of the 256 games in the 2020 regular season, home teams won 127, and they lost 128. Mm. This year, fans are back in the stands, but home field advantage has not changed. Of the 32 games played thus far, home teams have won 16 and lost 16, but that counts the Saints' win over the Packers in week one on a neutral field. Mm-hmm. So really it would be more accurate to say that home teams are 15-16 with a game played on a neutral field, okay? Road teams have also outscored home teams this year. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Soldier Field does indeed offer the Bears home field advantage.
That's a shot. Yes. The Bears have a home field advantage. You know why? As a matter of fact, how about this? I don't even do hot takes. How about this? I'm going to sit up in the chair. How about this one?
Talk like Stephen A.
I can't do that. I'd be done.
Can you do Skip Bayless?
Yeah. My turn to talk. It's my turn to talk. Yeah, I can do that. Cap, how about this? Soldier Field is a better home advantage for the Bears than it is for Dallas at Jerry World. How about that?
Well,
take that.
As we discussed in the IDOT bullpen today, and IDOT reminds you that driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com.
My Achilles! Oh, God! Jim Miller, do the walk!
I need them today.
Please help me! I can't do
shot
it!
Shot or no shot, Jim Miller could do the walk.
Jim Miller is doing the walk with me today.
Oh, I meant the other Jim Miller.
Not that
you
Jim Miller.
You mean the portly Jim Miller?
Oh, God! Wow!
Really?
Oh,
really?
My God.
Diane Hawthorne is an amazing.
Whether he's healthy from the walk or not tomorrow, it's going to be Hood and Company tomorrow.
I mean,
you're definitely getting a day off for fat shaming.
You're fat shaming
Jim Miller. In 2021, cancel culture is coming after you, Kaplan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You mean the portly Jim Miller?
Well, the guy at Hawthorne is in amazing shape.
So is Jim Miller on SiriusXM. He is.
Wow, Kaplan. Oh, my God.
Well, you don't
God,
have to say it like that's awful. Awful.
Let us just say that the thoughts and opinions of David Emmanuel Kaplan do not reflect that of Jonathan Hood, Jeff Mellor, Danny Zetterman, and J.R. Strauss.
By the way, what former hero in Chicago sports has let himself go in retirement?
I mean, really?
That'd be Miguel Montero. So I'm just saying.
Also, to pull the curtain back, he's told us how fat Miguel Montero is in the last 2 weeks at least 15 times. Right, Hoodie?
Yes, he has.
he's like reveling in it.
Along with my portly partner, Jonathan Hood, this is David Kaplan. I mean, what are you doing there?
I didn't say that about you.
It's coming.
Never.
It's coming.
Never.
It's coming.
Never.
You can't talk about them being portly and never say, you know what, he's a good partner, but I'm concerned. One day, it's over. Face down on the keyboard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's what you're saying there. Listen, I understand what you say in other places. I understand.
I was never going to tell you this, Hoodie, but when the show was first put together, I was in a meeting with Cap and the boss,
God.
Mike
Here we
Thomas,
go.
And he asked for the show to be called Cap and the Portly Jonathan Hood.
I know. I get it. I'm working on it every day because I'm taking my steps.
My guy.
I have gotten better, actually, for over a year. You would think you'd be going up.
What did I say to you as we went to the elevator one day?
It was like, that was 9 months ago.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Along with my fat partner, Jonathan Hood, this is David Kaplan. He's the Miggy Montero of the station. Don't tell him I said it, though. That's off the record. Take that.
You're in way better shape. Way better.
What was the question?
Yeah.
does Soldier Field offer the Bears a home field advantage?
He said yes.
So what about my take? You like my hot take? My mild take?
And that led me to the IDOT bullpen this morning.
And said that I was fat.
Did not ever.
No, and he called Jim Miller fat first.
Oh. I didn't call him fat. I said he's portly. He is.
But you don't have to do that. No one knows that.
Well, I'm trying to differentiate between the really good-looking, chiseled Jim Miller from Hawthorne and the former Bears quarterback. Miller, who's the only season ticket holder on this show, said it is an advantage, but only when the Bears are good.
That's fair, but I want you to answer the question. What about my thought? Because maybe I'd need to expand on it. Jerry World's so big that in certain sections, certain pockets, it's almost like...
Can't even see the field.
You can't hear the people because the sound goes up, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like a smaller stadium like Soldier Field where when we get really into it, man, it starts to roar at Soldier Field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you get that at Jerry World. That's what I've heard. And the bigger stadium with a hole in it, the more the sound goes up and does not stay in the stadium.
Correct. Yeah, I think you are correct. It is a bigger advantage, but it'll be an even bigger advantage when they're in Arlington Heights.
So what about Danny's question?
It is a home field advantage. Yes, to see the skyline and all of that and the tradition, it'll be a better advantage when they own their own place in Arlington Heights. Sorry, Mayor Lightfoot. Get out of the way.
She's out of her league.
Yes.
She has no clue of how powerful the National Football League
Correct.
Is.
Correct. Well, you notice, what was it, 3 months ago, 4 months ago? Bears have a lease. Stop. They're not going anywhere. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Now, well, we're certainly willing to address their, like, she is completely flipped. Play the flipper sound effect for her.
Now, this is Mayor Daley. It's like, you gotta leave? Just wet my beak. City Chicago.
Right, correct. So,
like, we don't want to lose the Bears, but make sure you wet my beak. City
correct. Chicago, City you Chicago. Want me to let you out of the least? Wet my beak.
City Chicago.
That's it.
Danny.
Gentlemen, that's all the time we have.
No,
but I will say we're going to carry shot or no shot. A rare hold shot or no shot over to next segment because there are more questions we have to get to today. Okay?
Oh, very good.
You guys all right with that? Is that cool?
Wow.
Yeah. No question.
I just thought we were going to get shut down early here.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, we only got to two because Cap was busy, you know, insulting people.
Oh, my God. When did the truth become insulting people?
You mean when you talk about me?
No, Jim Miller.
Oh. Leave him alone.
Nice guy.
No, that's not right what you just said there.
Oh, my God. All right.
The portly Jim Miller.
I just wanted to differentiate for those that know the Hawthorne Jim Miller.
Brother, you could have just said former Bears quarterback Jim Miller, but no, you just had to fat shame him.
We'll get more shot or no shot next.
He's fat.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
It's 8:19. Pour yourself another cup of coffee or your first cup of coffee and chop it up with us. He's the great Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Danny Zetterman, J.R. Strauss. Jeffrey Miller is at the controls. And we've got to go back to shot or no shot. And again, if you'd like to make a donation to our Walk as One Chicago walking, a little over 25 miles today. We start at United Center right after the show. Walk to every college and professional stadium in the Chicago area. Finish up at Northwestern about 9 hours later tonight. And hoping to raise as much money as we can. We're north of 140 grand already for the great people at Bernie's Book Bank. Go to walkasonechicago.org.
Danny!
Do you anticipate today's walk being more difficult for you this year than it was last year because you know what you're getting into?
No, because I've been getting my steps and I feel like I can do this.
Well, you did it last year, so you certainly can do it. But it's like when someone runs a marathon, right? The first time they don't really know what they're getting into. They just kind of go blindly through it.
Right.
Now you've had the experience, so like your mind can fall back on, boy, that 18th mile was a real bitch.
Well, by the time you got to like 20 miles, my knee was swollen. Yes. Mm. Walking on a torn ACL is not fun.
Right.
But I can get it done. We'll be all right. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
I got a call from Chicago State, and they would like to know whether or not they will be part of the mix next year.
We can put them in next year,
100%. 95th and King, can you get there?
Done.
Yeah, that'd be good.
100%.
But again, this is going to be different, but fun, though.
Yeah.
Because all of the, you'll be able to touch all the places that people love to have fun at.
We're hitting three schools. We're hitting United Center, Guaranteed Rate, Soldier Field, Wintrust Arena, the UIC Pavilion, the people at Wrigley, Loyola, Northwestern. I think there's three or four schools.
Credit Union One Arena.
There you go.
Give UIC their props.
That's correct.
They got naming rights.
They got naming rights. Correct. Credit Union One Arena.
How about that?
There you go. Take that.
Last year when you walked, you did it along the lake. This year you're actually going through the city and you're going to go through busy streets and areas. Mm-hmm. Are you going to treat it like you're a funeral procession and just go through red lights, or are you stopping?
We will definitely obey all traffic signals. And then we have the great Sam Frasco. He is the, if you're in a foxhole and you need someone to protect you, that's the dude you want.
Yeah. That's going
to
be cool.
He's walking with us. So looking forward to it.
All right, Danny, what do we have here?
All right, boys, back to the shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot. Devin Hester is now among three of his longtime Bears teammates as modern era nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2022. Joining the record-breaking return specialist are center Olin Krutz, linebacker Lance Briggs, and cornerback Charles Peanut Tillman. Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, Devin Hester will be the next Chicago Bear inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That's a shot. And deservedly so. The idea that special teams is not important to the NFL, that's nonsense. Of course they're important. Of course they are. You played at a high level, a high skill level, you deserve to be at a Hall of Fame. No question. Devin is a Hall of Famer.
I agree with you. He'll be the next. And of those four guys, all four have Hall of Fame resumes. But there's a ton of great players in the NFL. I'm biased. Olin Krutz is a Hall of Famer. He was amazing. He's ranked, if you go on Pro Football Reference,
yes,
his similarity score, he's ranked as the 16th best center to ever play in the sport. That's pretty damn impressive.
How many of the 15 above him are in the Hall of Fame?
I'd have to look, but I think a significant number of them.
Now, let's get to your buddy there on the postgame show, Lance Briggs. Hall of Famer?
It's close. Seven-time Pro Bowler. Seven times in the Pro Bowl. That guy was a beast, man. Beast.
You know what, Cap? He had a similar career to the following. Here, listen to this, Jeff. Will Weatherspoon, DeQuell Jackson, DeMarcus Ware, Keith Brooking, Daryl Smith, Keith Bullock, Eric Barton, Carlos Dansby, Takeo Spikes, and Brady James. None of those are Hall of Famers.
DeMarcus Ware might be.
Well, we'll see, right? Yeah, sure.
Okay, but you're right. They aren't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but you're right. He could be a Hall of Famer, yes. He's just not at this point. He's the Doug Buffon of that good defense. That's what Lance is.
Yeah, the
Urlacher got the shine, and rightfully so.
The problem for Lance is, too, as an outside linebacker in Lovie's cover two defense, he didn't have an opportunity to really rack up any sack stats. And if you're going to be an outside linebacker, the truth is that most outside linebackers that get to go into the Hall of Fame are more edge rushers. You know, like Khalil Mack is classified in a lot of places as an outside linebacker, but he plays more defensive end because he's an edge rusher, right? And so, unfortunately for Lance Briggs, I don't think he's going to have the stats when all is said and done where he gets the votes.
And this Peanut Tillman issue. Peanut Tillman's a Hall of Famer? You sure?
I mean, it's close, man. You see the number of turnovers that guy has forced? Big time. Big time.
God, I hate to say no to that. I mean, I'm looking at these names, and, like, his career is the same as, numbers-wise, Steve Foley, Rosie Taylor, Carl Lee.
Steve Foley's got a car dealership up in the suburbs.
Carl Lee, Dave Brown.
Doesn't Peanut get credit for creating the Peanut Punch? I mean, they literally call it that still in NFL games today.
Because he had a moniker, because they called it the Peanut Punch.
He was the best to ever do that, ever.
I don't disagree.
If you're saying Devin Hester's the best return man ever, Peanut's the best to ever do the Peanut Punch. So somewhere in this football museum should be the man that invented or perfected that.
I'll tell you what.
If it was basketball, he'd be in there today.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Peanut, the punch, is what gives him a chance to get in. Without creating the Peanut Punch, he would have no chance.
Okay.
because he only made two Pro Bowls, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, he is ranked among defensive backs all time. Olin is 14th. I was wrong, not 60th.
Olin is a Hall of Famer, I don't think, no doubt.
Charles Tillman is 116th at his position.
You guys didn't.
You ain't getting there.
You guys didn't watch Hard Knocks, but of course I watched every minute of it. Mm-hmm. In a practice, they put a boxing glove on Trayvon Diggs' hand, and they ran drills where he tried to punch the ball out with the boxing glove, and they called it the peanut punch. I mean, that's the kind of impact he made.
That still doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying it adds to it. You know what I mean?
He's 116th at his position, and you asked who's in at center. So ahead of Olin, Dermoni Dawson's number one, and it ain't close. He's in. Jim Otto, in. Mike Webster, in. Dwight Stevenson, in. Kevin Mawai, in. Jim Langer, in. Mick Tinglehoff, in. Seven of them. Marquise Pouncey just retired. He'll go. Jeff Saturday, he's going to go. And you got a couple, three other guys ahead of him, one of whom is Jay Hilgenberg. He and Olin have almost identical numbers.
Olin and Hilgenberg should go in together.
That'd be cool as hell.
And that's overdue, too, from the 85 Bears.
Correct.
So I understand Danny's point. I understand your point because of how special a player that he was. And it, by the way, you'd think someone would have figured out the punching of the football long before Peter Tillman. I mean, the league's been around forever, but whatever, right?
But he did it.
I just look at these numbers and, like, and I think what Jeff said, the two-time Pro Bowl, don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting in.
Hall of the very good.
116th at his position all time. Lance Briggs, 28th all time at linebacker. Outside linebacker. 28th.
He's Buffon.
Probably right.
Buffon was right next to me, Butkus, right?
Hester,
yeah.
Krutz.
Yeah.
There you go. 28th, though, based on what, Pro Football Reference? Or I'm sorry.
Correct. The Hall of Fame monitor, they call it.
So is he 28th at outside linebacker? Or
at outside linebacker.
All right.
What do you think of that, Jeff?
I love Lance. It was so great. It was him and, you know, it was Batman and Robin with Urlacher and Briggs. I think he's going to come up short. The problem is, or not problem, the good thing about the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is that it is an exclusive club.
That's right.
You know, like, we always joke about basketball, but I never care who goes into the Basketball Hall of Fame because so many people, it's watered down.
Hey.
Sorry. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, though. Like, it takes a lot to get in. And I think the problem is that there's a backlog of players. It's going to be hard for Peanut and Briggs to get in.
Danny.
Gentlemen, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
And that means we got Thursday night football. Carolina Panthers at the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson will not be active tonight in the Texans-Panthers game, despite an injury to Texans starting quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Watson has missed Houston's first two games. I ask you guys a simple question. Shot or no shot, Deshaun Watson does not take a single snap in an NFL game this season.
Shot. Shot. Tell Mike Thomas to give you the other 20 he owes you. Hi, here's 20. I guess I made a bad bet.
That's a no shot. How many settlements now? How many he's got? 28?
22 lawsuits against him.
It's a lot of buyouts, right? A lot of payments.
There will be.
Yeah, maybe he'll have to sit out of here.
You got the Houston police still investigating criminal charges? He ain't playing.
I was thinking maybe like late December, but then, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen.
They said he's not even going to have his deposition taken until February.
Okay, then no shot.
And yesterday, for the first time since training camp, he did not practice. He wasn't hurt or anything. He just didn't practice.
I like the old man Cully, the head coach for Houston, saying, before you ask, y'all, he's deactivated. Next question. There you go. That's how you do it, Cully.
That's it.
That's what, I mean, Nagy's got to take
lessons from Cully.
From old man Cully. Who's at his wit's end? He doesn't know what he's doing
before
up there.
Before you ask, Justin starting Sunday ain't talking about the position beyond that.
Yeah, because, you know, Cully nipped it in the bud quickly.
Perfect.
Like, I know you guys are going to ask about Deshaun. He's deactivated. We're going to have some other bum out there. Next question.
Correct.
Danny.
All right, gentlemen, last one. After jokingly, and I'm going to stress jokingly, telling Peyton and Eli Manning on their ESPN Monday Night Football megacast that he doesn't watch film Rob Gronkowski had to clear the air yesterday saying that, yes, he actually does watch film and his job isn't as cushy as he made it out to be on the TV program. Quote, I actually watch tons of film, an overload of film. I will probably blame our PR director. He asked me 8 times to go on the show. I told him it's not a good idea. They always get me in that type of silly atmosphere, and this is what is happening to me. Shot or no shot, gentlemen, Rob Gronkowski should have to clear the air for his comments on watching film on Monday Night Football.
That's a no shot. He should not have to clear the air. Who cares what he says? Why do people care what he says? He's a Hall of Fame player. He's, by all accounts, a great teammate. People I know who have interacted with, like Scott Paddock hired him at the track as the Grand Marshal in Joliet for the Speedway. He said, maybe the best celebrity I've ever dealt with. That dude was amazing. So he treats people right. He plays at a Hall of Fame. Why do people care what he says?
Well, I agree. That's a no shot. However, don't say that, you know, being in, with the Mannings put you in that spot. You're the one that said it. Take some responsibility. If you, hey, you say, I don't really go to practices or I really don't look at the film. I'm just kidding. That's what you say. You just don't lay it out there like a plate full of you know what, right? You just don't do that. Hey, if people don't know that you're joking around and that you're a goof, make sure that you put the caveat there like, hey, by the way, I actually do watch film. I'm just talking. I'm just messing with you guys.
I'm just having fun.
That's all. But don't. But in that statement, Danny, he's making it seem like that he's like was a victim. No, I mean you're a goof. You say things.
Correct.
You take responsibility for yourself. How about that?
Yeah, but that's why we like him because he says silly things. Like I think he's saying.
No, but Hoodie's right. Why does he have to throw the PR director under the bus?
Well, like, because he's pushed back and said he didn't want to do it.
Okay,
if he told the guy 8 times, he said 8 times.
Then say a 9th time, no, I'm not going to do it.
You
don't have to cave. And then, fine, you chose to do it. Just say, like Hoodie said, just say you're joking. And to Cap's point, he's a Hall of Fame player. You have nothing to apologize for. I don't care if he never watches film. If he's productive on the field, that's what they're paying him for. Brady loves him so much he pulled him out of retirement to come with him to Tampa.
Correct.
Nothing wrong with it. You have nothing to apologize for. But don't toss it on the PR director.
I guess the story though goes on that like Bruce Arians was a little bit pissed off that he said that. I don't know if he was joking or not, but Bruce Arians told the media that if Gronk keeps making comments like that, he's going to lose his veteran days. You know, he's going to have to practice more.
Probably. I think that's true. I don't think he was joking about that.
Again, who cares what he says?
Nagy says this.
The man that every time we meet in the IDOT bullpen quotes something that somebody says to us. Like, you are the guy that most anybody I know puts credence in what somebody says. We heard yesterday that Zach LaVine wants to be a bull for life because the guy that did the drywall in his house told you so. Like, no offense, Cappy, so but you got to pick a lane. Well. Like, you can't say who cares what he says and then be the first guy to put stock in something that somebody says.
But when I tell you guys that, it's just for your edification. That doesn't mean I believe it.
But you say it with such definitiveness when it happens. Well, I heard this guy said this, so it's true. The offensive line played great because somebody told me.
You believe it when Wanstead tells you.
Yeah.
Because he's speaking in an informed manner. Saying it.
Are you sure?
I'm not talking about...
I got fired at Pitt.
You remember the Wani ears?
If you don't remember the Wani ears, listen back to 3 o'clock on the Waddle and Sylvie podcast because they did a segment from 1994 where they broke down Wani's coaching career.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
When Wani tells you...
Last time the Bears won a road playoff game, who was the head coach?
Dave Wanstead.
Thank you. Yeah. Take that.
What does that say?
The last time...
We suck.
The last time the Bears almost made the Super Bowl, who was the quarterback? Mitch Trubisky. So what?
Take that.
Last time the Bears made the Super Bowl, who was the quarterback?
Rex Grossman.
Take that. Even better point, Jeff.
Take that.
Is this the start of the Justin Fields era in Chicago? Plus, is Devin Hester going to the Hall of Fame?
Take that.
312-332-3776.
Take that.
Be right back.
Hey, Craig.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hey, big day today. It is the day of Walk as One Chicago. As we try to raise money for Bernie's Book Bank, an amazing organization that supplies high-quality reading and learning materials to underserved boys and girls in the Chicago area. It's a cause near and dear to my heart. And we will have a group of us walking today. We're over $140,000 in donations. Please go to walkasonechicago.org. A dollar helps. It does. A billion helps. Whatever you can give, we would appreciate your support.
Darren's here.
Yes,
from the
sir.
Charity, our
yep.
main man.
Darren Utnick, the CEO. And make sure you get that right.
He's nuts, dude. He's wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm not walking in
shorts. He's going to be freezing.
I got joggers on. Yeah.
And a jacket and a long sleeve shirt under that and a t-shirt under that and a hat on your head.
Yes. I am not going to freeze out there. And I got a hoodie in my bag. I'm ready to go. You like my Bernie's book bag vest?
You're carrying hoodie in your bag?
It's going to make the walk a lot tougher.
Not that strong. So, anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. We start at United Center. Be a group of us participating in this and looking forward to it, man.
Stretch before? You've been sitting all show. That was a smart move.
I haven't sat all show, but I sat a lot of it
most
on
of
your
show.
Guidance, the
yeah,
armchair nutrition.
Listen, when you stand, you put pressure on your lower back. When you walk, you put pressure on your lower back. You're better off sitting down a little bit. Are you going to stretch?
Yes, 100%. Got CBD. I'm going to slather all over my knees.
Are you going to get high during the walk?
No, I'm not going to get high during the walk. What kind of example does that set?
It's legal. I don't understand.
No, I'm not going to get it.
Are you going to have a drink after the walk?
100%.
So that's acceptable, but getting high during the walk's not.
Correct. Mike Thomas, I know, will be bringing me some kind of a cocktail. He did that last year. Last year, it was vodka and club soda in my own personal little bottle. So he's going to bring two, one for Darren, too. So got Melmati's pizza at the finish tonight. It's a lot to walk for, Danny. Raising money.
You're doing it for the kids. That's the most important. As the son of two Chicago public school teachers, you're doing it for the right reasons.
There you go. Take that. 312-332-3776. One of our favorites went off again. It's our guy, Mad Dog Chris Russo. Hoodie does an amazing Mad Dog impersonation, but this is the real thing.
Tatum, Atkinson, Willie Brown. Any of these quarterbacks come against those guys who basically, Skip Thomas, Legend of Doom, anybody? I mean, did Manning go up against those guys? Cool, man. Well, you know, you ran over the middle, they clothesline you, knock you out, and concuss you. Anybody who gave you late hits all the time, who destroyed offenses, who killed your receivers at the line of scrimmage, mauled running backs, sent you to the hospital. Any of these defenses do that today? That's who Bradshaw went up against. One of the ruggedest secondaries in the history. They were nasty and dirty. In the history of the National Football League. History. Willie Brown, Atkinson, Skip Thomas, and Tatum. You found me a secondary today in the NFL is as nasty as that. Not a chance in America. Some kid coming out of college who doesn't know anything about playing defense like they did. And I got you guys knocking these quarterbacks? The guys in the 70s? Starbucks going against those kind of guys. Big Ben Davidson. Dan Connors, the middle linebacker. Oh, that's such drunk for moths. Oh, my God. Teddy Hendricks. You guys are doing football here in 2020. You don't know anything about it.
How great was that?
Oh, my God. Out of control.
Out of control.
Anybody?
And then he goes off with us about the NBA.
Yeah. He's not done. He's got more. You know,
Havlicek.
Yeah, I understand. Havlicek. Yes,
they took a trade.
I understand.
Skip Thomas.
Yeah, I understand. Now, again, I have so much to look forward to with this because that's going to be you in a couple years, just yelling about the Cubs, and I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to just listen.
No shot.
Oh, what?
No shot.
Oh yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
I've tuned out the Matote a long time ago.
Anybody? right.
Yeah, I don't care what tuna you've tuned out. Bottom line is that you're going to be going off about the Cubs. I'm just going to sit here and listen. I've already seen it happen. You make it seem like, oh, I don't do that. Excuse me? You black out when you get after the Cubs. It's not even you. You just black out. It's not even Cap anymore. Just some kind of dark, deep resentment against the Cubs organization sometimes.
I just get annoyed with them.
I get it. I totally get it. I understand.
And if this guy...
Who?
Matty Ice up in Lake Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he benches Justin Fields and it's not deserved to go back to Andy Dalton, I will black out on the air.
I've done it. We've all done it. There's no question. I just think it's funny. I hope people can be able to see this. It's one thing to hear it, but you got to see him. Chris Russo is a very odd individual. And I don't know who he's bending over and yelling at. Most of this was on a couch in which he's sitting on the edge of the couch, not sitting back into the couch. He's sitting on the edge of the couch and just bending over, anybody! Anybody! Like, he's yelling.
Anybody!
I mean, but I don't know what. Did you see the video of
yes.
this? What's wrong with him? Who's he yelling at?
He was with Danny and with me San Diego. And immediately he goes off about you, Darvish, and... It's unbelievable to watch.
But why
off the air, he's a ball of nervous energy, too. Like, he doesn't sit still. He's constantly moving around.
Right. He doesn't just go, yeah, how you guys doing? Everything good? All right, let's do this. All right, I'm ready. No. He's that dude everywhere he goes.
The cap Starbucks of going against those kind of guys.
The cap of New York.
Pretty much.
I can't sit still. I don't understand. Ortega, jeez, he's 30.
Oh, that's such drunk for Mott.
Swindell. He's not part of our future. What are you talking about? You take that. I mean, that's pretty much you in a couple years.
Oh, then, no, they were nasty and dirty.
You're going to be talking about, you know, basketball players taking the train to get to games.
We have taken trains to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
That's the one.
Exactly. That's going to be you.
It is.
Basketball.
I'm just going to be sitting here just watching. Like, boy, this old man's lost his mind. What happened?
Someday.
Played his ass off.
One day they're gonna get the white coach for you.
It makes me sick.
You're still waiting for like the quarterback to come through and the Cubs trying to win another World Series. You're just gonna just snap and
no, Willie Brown!
The guys with the white coach are gonna come get you.
Just start naming Cubs names.
Straight jacket on me.
Yeah.
Do you know where you're at? Yes, Rizzo! White Sox lineup out for game one. It should be a clinch.
I hope so.
We should be celebrating. Not only the walk today, that team's going to clinch today, I'm telling you.
Danny, any rain in Detroit? Are we good?
We're good. I think we're clear. Are you going to drink champagne on the walk if they clinch while you get
100%.
High?
100%. I'm not getting high.
It's no shot.
Darren and I will. Darren is going to get a bottle of champagne. Shit. He's got a great staff. They will have champagne if the White Sox clinch for us.
At the end.
We'll drink it while we're on the thing. We'll stagger through the rest of the walk.
Wow.
Tim Anderson leads off at short. Moncada in the two-hole at third. Abreu at first. Grandal catches. Robert in center hitting fifth. Jimenez in left. Garcia in right. Sheets is DHing. Cesar Hernandez is at second. And Reynaldo Lopez. Is
my
on
God
the
Almighty!
Hill.
Exactly, Miller. You're right about it. It's like they're trying to clinch with a babyface assassin on the mound. And by the way, Cap, I know that we've had a busy show, and this is why I took care of it yesterday. The Under the Hood Basketball Podcast brought to you by DraftKings. It's on our Cap and J Hood feed right now. If you want to hear thoughts about the Bulls, training camp opens next week.
It's crazy.
This is going too fast.
Crazy.
Man. So training camp opens. We talk about Ben Simmons. I have a special guest on there. It's right there live now on the Cap and J Hood podcast feed on the ESPN Chicago app. Click that. You get all the basketball information that you need about the offseason.
That's
right.
Basketball.
Yeah, it is.
Well done.
Indeed, it is basketball.
All right. Take a train. We're getting ready. It's time to talk to our boss because we got a big announcement. That is next.
Tatum, Atkinson, Willie Brown.
Willie Brown. Definitely.